You're about to listen to the podcast version of the audiobook for Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One. If you'd like to uncover what your one word for the year is, or you already have your one word and you'd like to step into its power, go to one.repossible.com. Now, enjoy this next chapter of One.
Chapter 2. Wait, what? End of 2023, beginning of 2024 edition. Quote, "Dear Santa," I can explain. Close quote. Embroidered on a Christmas stocking. Re naughty or nice. Photo below. It's December 23rd as I write this. The energy I feel this morning is exactly what I want to offer you. We all have the energy. It's just a matter of uncovering it, or finding it amongst the dust or clutter within ourselves. I strive to help you find yours. Thus, this book. Thus, this section of this book. I have energy because I'm ridiculously and unabashedly excited about what I will share with you in this book. In a nutshell, this is a meta-example of exactly what I hope you experience. You create one thing, and it leads to another. Just as what you're reading now would not have come into existence had I not started with the other thing. So let's get that first thing done for you. The One Word Book. It's December. It's almost the new year. Some people like to make New Year's resolutions or create a theme for the coming year. I like a single word. What if you found that one word for you for the coming year and put it into a book? Sounds simple, right? Just a single word. One word equals one chapter equals one book. Done and probably fun, right? I've done it already, the one word long book that will probably change your life, and I'll do it again and again. In fact, I'll do it every single year. But who cares about me? This book, the one in your hands, and the one you're going to write, is about you. Do you have your one word for the coming year? And if it's not still December or January, do you have your word for the year anyway? Are you living it? Did you write it down on a napkin? Do you still have the napkin? Or is it more that you know the word, but you haven't shared it with anyone else? What if, dream with me here, we solidified that word for the coming year? What if we created a book, a single word book, that was your book for the coming year? Can you feel, can you imagine how that would probably increase the chances of success that this word would become your mantra for the year? In this section of the book, we're going to lay out the exact steps to get this one word book started and finished, and why to do it. If you think it's just one word and you're done, keep reading. Pro tip. It's going to be the epilogue where the power lives. Here are the steps to starting and completing your one word book. Each step will be described in more detail in the coming chapters. 1. Title. 2. Subtitle. 3. Cover. 4. Epigraph. 5. Dedication. 6. Foreword,
optional. 7, preface. 8, chapter 1. 9, epilogue. 10, acknowledgments. 11, about the author. 12, book description. Are you ready? Ha! That's a trick question. We're never really ready. The question isn't whether or not you're ready, but whether or not you have decided to take action and get this thing done. Here we go. Repossible. Possible, the 28,472 word book. Impossible, the zero word book. Repossible, the one word book. P.S. Here's one of my one word books that got me started on this whole nutty adventure. The one word long book that will probably change your life. P.P.S. The chapter title, wait, what? Is a shout out to my nieces, Maddie and Taylor, who, when a new idea comes along and they're not quite sure about it, but they're interested and it takes a second to sink in, and now they really want to know what it was all about, and I continue to say nothing and see if they're going to ask further questions, and they, as twins, can do so well, ask in unison, wait, what? Finally, since you're reading this and I am going on about my twin nieces, I'm going to shout out my pride in the fact that they both wrote their own books a few years ago, and you can find them under my author name because I was listed as editor. Are you getting the hint that I truly and deeply enjoy helping people create to get out of their comfort zones and create something from nothing? That's what we're going to do with this book, too. Thank you for listening to a chapter from Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One, delivered here as a podcast. If you're ready to embrace the power of one word to be your guiding light, your North Star, and a roadmap to your future self, head over to one.repossible.com and let's start this next 1 year of your life today. As a thank you for listening to the podcast version, here's a coupon for 25% off the online version or the live version, whether online or in person. Use the code INTENTION, and let's make this next year your year.